let's bring in our next guest analyst. He's going to unwrap what the Fed's pivot here. That's the story. Let's bring on Craig Bolanos. Craig Bolanos, he's with the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Thanks for being on, Craig.
Scott, happy Friday. Hey, listen, just like we talked on your TV program 2 weeks ago, don't worry about the trees growing to the sky. Everyone's got a money tree in the backyard. That explains the consumer spending.
Yeah, well, yes. Okay, so there's been a lot of mea culpas, and I'm part of it. I mean, I did not see this coming. I have to admit, I did not see it coming. And whether or not I agree with it, it doesn't matter, because you have to get on board, because there's so much capital to run in for this. And I would say this, I think it's overbought. I think I think the VIX is way too low. The volatility index is ridiculously low, but it doesn't matter. It is what it is. And this is part of trading. This is part of investing. You can't fight City Hall. You can't catch a falling knife, and you can't get in the way of a runaway freight train. And that's kind of the situation we're in right now. So you got to either go with it or sit on the sidelines. What do you think?
Let's see. You left out two. New highs make new highs. And don't fight the Fed. Don't fight the Fed. Don't fight the Fed. I'm embarrassed. I was on your show on Thursday, and I was aiming for two rate cuts. Clearly, as I said that, within 30 seconds, I got to remember, I've been betting the over on the jobs data all year. Why I didn't bet the over on the Federal Reserve meeting Wednesday is beyond me. Because, oh, my heavens. But I will say this, right? Number one, there's a big expectation gap still here between what the Fed says is going to happen and three cuts, and what the market's thinking now, like as many as six. I mean, second, the dovish decision doesn't address the elephant in the room. We won't know until next year. Is the economy just seeing the mild slowing of activity, or is this the start of a larger-than-expected slowdown if the consumer buckles, which I think is what you're most worried about, aren't you?
Well, I'm most worried about how I'm going to not say I told you so when it happens.
Oh, my God. Please, you know what you're going to do? You're going to send me a sweatshirt that doesn't have the cow guy on it, which is great, by the way. You're going to say I told you so. In fact, give me a bumper sticker and the sweatshirt.
Did I send you one? I sent you one, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, man. Okay. Warm and fuzzy watching Thursday Night Football, embarrassed for the team that got slaughtered last night. I do want to say this, you know, for as excited as I am, because, yes, don't fight the Fed. New highs make new highs. And if anybody ever wants to take 2 years off going into the end of the year, this is the year to do it. This is a full-on melt-up induced by the Fed. But I do want to say the Fed cleared the path for the rally. It justified the gains in November and the first week of December. Those are now justified. But for the market to continue this rally, I mean, the only thing I'm scared about now is if we get a growth scare. We haven't had any growth scares yet.
Well, you're right. It is priced to perfection. No, it's priced to perfection plus. I mean, it's more than perfection. It's priced. Yeah, it's Goldilocks.
And I want people to appreciate this. I'm celebrating it, but I wish they wouldn't have pivoted just yet. Because if there is a growth scare, which, by the way, is natural through economic cycles for all of us to get a little worried, if there is a growth scare, once you've pivoted, you only pivot once. So the Fed is going to be powerless in 2024 to give us anything good for the market.
Right.
That's what I'm worried about.
Listen closely when I say this, all right? I'm going to tell you something that's going to be prophetic. It could be pathetic later on, but right now it's going to be prophetic. And write it down. You know, we're $15 away in oil from rate hikes. I think that if you see energy take a turn higher again, you get in the mid to upper 80s, you maybe knock on the door 90, that's going to be inflationary again. I mean, that could be your gross.
Yeah.
I'm just saying right now, I'm just saying, no one's talking about it. I am, though. I'm the only guy out there that said that we're one oil rally away from changing the entire story. Because if we see CPI tick up because of that, because it's come down a large part in large part because of it, just write that down and put the date down, December the 15th, 7:30 Central Time. Then I said that because I think that could be something that is a story that no one's talking about.
That is a very interesting story. And for commentary, everybody, it was just the end of September, the end of Q3, that we were trading $93 a barrel of WTI. Now we're all the way down at 72. And you look at the charts, Scott is right. There's probably only one direction for oil to move. And all it takes is a little bit of saber rattling in the sand. You know,
just saying. Just saying. I don't know.
Things up. We'll see.
So what is the ethnicity of Bolanos? I was trying to think of that the other day. It's not Greek, is it?
Well, you know what? Everyone thinks it's Greek, but, you know, we're not in a certain business. We're in the investment business. So the truth is, and whenever I go to drink margaritas and cerveza.
Really?
Exchange rate, by the way. Bolaños. I say it with Bolaños, some flair.
You're right, right.
Speak Spanish. But we're actually Chilean, Scott. We're actually Chilean.
Yeah, you're the second Chilean person I know. Wow, okay. Well, then, you know, I like you, when I go to Indian restaurants, because my name is Shaladi, when I go to Indian restaurants for a good table, I reserve it under Shaladi. All right, so that's...
See? You know,
everybody's got their game,
it
right?
It works. You got to play the game. I mean, in fact, the most famous Bolaños, unrelated to me, is someone was in Nicaragua like a decade ago, and they brought back some currency, and it had Presidente Bolaños on it. I've saved
nice,
it.
Nice, nice.
My last name is going to be on world currency. I'm going to stay in the U.S. dollar. I think it's a safer and better bet,
there
everybody.
You go.
But we'll see how we trade.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend. Thanks for coming on. Always make the segment worthwhile. That's Craig Bolaños from Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Thanks for being on, Craig. We're going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk more after this.